February morning, when a weather front is moving in off the Pacific but has not quite arrived, our winds are changeable and gusty, and clouds drive over, and an occasional flurry of fine rain darkens the terrace bricks. This place conforms to none of the cliches about California, with which they advertise the sunshine cities for the sunset years. No bland sky, no cool morning overcast, no placid afternoons fading into chilly evenings. This is North Sea weather. The sky boils with the cloud, the sun glares out now and then like the opening eye of a doped patient, and the brief beam of intelligence it shoots forth the lights on the hills and turns a distant subdivision into a view of Toledo. Fat towhees sidle up to one another, pin-headed doves forage in the grass. The field next door is suddenly full of robins, who arrive like blown leaves, picnic a while, and depart altogether as if summoned. Picking up leaves and playing hide and seek up and down the oak trunks, and generally enjoying themselves. It is meditation of this kind that keeps me, at nearly 70, so contented and wholesome. Ruth, finding me irritable and depressed, has pushed and pestered until she has got me to promise I'll go to work on the papers again. Bruce still thinks I might. I know better. I drifted into my profession as a fly lands on flypaper. My monument is not in the libraries or men's minds or even in the paper recycling plants, but in those files. They are the only thing that prove I ever existed. So far as I can see, it is bad enough sitting around watching yourself wear out without putting your only immortal part prematurely into mothballs. Writing your life implies that you think it worth writing. It implies an arrogance or confidence or compulsion to justify oneself that I can't claim. There's not been one significant event in his life that he planned. He has gone downstream like a stick, getting hung up in eddies and getting flushed out again. Only half understanding when he floated past, and understanding less with every year. Ruth herself, having got me, as she thinks, working, goes forth into the world and agitates herself over environmental deterioration, the paranoias and snobberies of our town council, the programs of the League of Women Voters, and the deficits of the co-op. Once a week, she goes down to the retirement home, convalescent hospital, death camp, and reads aloud to the shut-ins. A couple of times I've gone there to pick her up and have come out with the horrors. she says. They're lonely and friendly, and game and pathetic and grateful. They have so little, some of them. Contemplating getting a shipment of wine down from that place in Los Angeles that sells it. I've only been to turn. So I'm fine, Miss Bay.